Chapter 9. All the men carried weapons. They were ready to fight the ape men. They had spears. They were made of bamboo with bones as the tips. They had bows, arrows, and clubs. They took us to their camp. They sat down to talk. We waited. "What are they saying?" I asked. "They are talking about war. They want our help," said Lord Roxton. "I'm going to help the men. Do you want to come?" asked Lord Roxton. We all said yes. Lord Roxton turned to the chief. He nodded, and the men were pleased. Professor Challenger looked around. He was very excited. One of the dinosaurs in the lake came out of the water onto the sand. "A plesiosaurus," Professor Summerlee said. He was very happy. The ape men attacked that night. We had 500 men. The ape men ran out of the trees. They ran in a big group. They were very slow. We shot them. The men shot arrows. The ape men died. We went into the trees. It was a hard fight. The ape men jumped from trees and bushes. They had clubs and rocks. We shot them. The men won. The ape men ran back to their base. The men drove the ape men to the cliff edge and pushed them onto the bamboo. We went back to the fort. Zambo was very worried about us. "Come back. Let's go back to England," he said. We stayed in Maple White Land. We made a camp underneath the caves. We spent time with the men. Professor Challenger and Summerlee went to look for dinosaurs. A giant ostrich chased them. Lord Roxton made a cage. "What's that cage?" I asked. "It's to protect me from the pterodactyls. I'm going to watch them," he said. He's acting very strangely, I thought. Professor Challenger took Professor Summerlee and me to show us something. "It's a balloon," I said. "Yes, the gas from the lake will lift it." "I used dinosaur skin to make the balloon," he said. "You're mad," said Professor Summerlee. I found a map. It showed a tunnel out of Maple White Land. It was in a cave. We followed the map. We found a crack in the rock. "I can see the moon and the other side of the cliffs," I said.